Border Crossings by Mary Trafford. Crossing the border used to be fun, sort of. Hide and seek, little white lies, us trying not to laugh, Mom swatting us from the front seat, crossing from rural Maine back to rural New Brunswick, the Presque Isle River, barely a creek, alongside the one hut customs office. It was all small potatoes. Mom once hid an entire dress in her purse, the border guard asking, "Do you always carry a dress in your purse?" And she gave him that look we all knew, that steady, firm gaze, said, "Yes." He backed up a step, as if chastened, then waved us through. Dad always declared his quota of liquor, except for that one hidden in the trunk. Desperate to hustle those bottles across, save the precious cents he so coveted, every day, all life long, insistent he do all the talking, joshing the border guard as if they were old friends, then waved on through, satisfied, even smug. Those were lighter days, no 9/11 to cloud our judgment, make almost anyone suspect. Not being white, the crossover crime. We did not yet know, being white, how smuggling a dress, being black, could cost so much, how hiding liquor, being black, could mean jail or worse. We know now, as TV news flashes its pornography of exclusion, its ranking of humanity, placing brown children in chain-link cages, their mama and papa, God knows where. Residue of Fox News, bad politics, of simply being brown in an alt-white world.